Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Chav Gimel and Maseches Gittin. We are going to pick up with a new Mishnah, Kol Ksherim Lichtov Es Haget. That's going to deal with the halachos of who can write a get and who can not write a get. That will take us into an important sugya about the halachos of Omeid Al Gabav, Godol Omeid Al Gabav. That there are times that even someone who themselves is not considered a bardas, does not have the intellectual function to be able to do a halachic action that is required by a bardas, let's say shechita and other things, that there are times, and also of course get, that a gadol omer al gabav will be acceptable. The Gemara will go back to the machlokas from Meir Rabbi Lazar, the most important machlokas in all Maseches Gittin of Eide Mesira and Eide Chasim Akarsi, and we will discuss some chidushim within the shita of Rabbi Meir. We will then go on to the halachos of shliach. We'll talk about the halachos of those who are kosher to write a get. That's the Baruch Hab Beis on Beis. Then the halachos of those who can be a shliach on the get. And we will talk about people who were at times posel and at times kosher based on their intellectual state. That will take us through to Chav Gimel on the Beis, and we will discuss the halachos of an eved becoming a shliach. Let's begin the Mishnah on Chav Beis on Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Everybody is kosher to write a get. Afilu cheresh shote v'katan. Even a cheresh shote v'katan, who are normally people who are not considered a bardas, are also allowed to write a get. The Gemara will discuss, but they're not b'nei deya, as your eyes might skim ahead to the bottom line in Chav Beis Amid Beis. So Isha Kosev is Gita, a woman can write her own get, Ish Kosev es Shovro, and a man writes the receipt. Rashi explains the Shovro, the receipt. Shovro means to break, and means that it proves that the halva has been broken. A receipt is Shover Peron Ksuba. A receipt that the Ksuba was paid, She Isha Hayelo Lekosev El Masrolo Lios Leraya. The woman gives it to the husband to prove that it took place. She'en ki maget ela bichosamav. The reason why all of these individuals are kosher is because ultimately the way in which a get is verified is not by who wrote it, but who signed it. So if the get is proved as being signed by kosher Aden, that is all you need, explains the Sefer of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. V'ala b'nei diya, ninu. Yeah, all right. You have this explanation, she'en ki maget ela b'chosamav. But at the end of the day, the people who wrote the get are not people with das. And Rashi explains on the last line, and they don't know how to write the get l'shma. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna answer, v'hushay godol emir al gabav. We were talking about someone who was a halachic individual, a gadol, a bardas, that stands above them when they write it. And that's enough to create lishma. Tosfos has a long arichos here in Dibar Maskev, lav b'nei deya ninu. When there are instances that a gadol omen agabav would be helpful, when it would not, Rashi explains in our sugya the reason why it's helpful is va'omer lo ksov, the gadol tells, let's say, the katan or even the cheresh or the shota to write ksov l'tzarach ploni de kasav aravuna masnisen Rebbe Eliezer hi deboy ksiv lishma. We do require lishma. The seifa the kamashen ki magel salav hainu eide mesira. So Rashi points out there is going to be quite a chidush over here, that if we're going to learn that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Lazar, then in such a case, the seifa of the Mishnah, we would have to learn, Ein ki maget el chosamav doesn't mean literally the ones who are signing, they're the Eidim Esira, derov gitin im sarim bifnei hachosmin. Because most gitin are given over in front of those who sign. This is quite a chidush of the Gemara, as Rashi explains, that since most Eide Mesira are also the Eide Chasima, the Mishnah meant she'en ki maget ela al yidei Eide Mesira, who are the Chasima. And therefore, the get has to be written l'shma, and the fact that it was written by a cheresh shote v'katan would be possible, but we ignore the fact that it's possible by a cheresh shote v'katan because it's kosher. Why?
because it was gadol omer al gabav. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rach responds, El miata oivik kacham in Yisrael omer al gabav hachinami de kasher. If you have an oivik kacham in Yisrael standing above, it's going to be kosher. V'chitei hachinami. If you're going to say that's so, for a tiny bit we learn our brisa. Akum posel. Akum is posel. Akum l'daita dinafshei of it, because an akum has his own attention, his own motivation. So the Gemara is asking as follows, that we see that an akum is always possible, even if there is an omed al gabav. Hadar amar of Nachman la milsi de amri dimidika possible la akum le inyan hava michlal dinyan ksiva kosher. In general, when it comes to an akum, he can't bring the get, but he can write the get. Vatanya akum pasul, but didn't we learn that the akum is pasul? Ahi Rabbi Eliezer, he damrei demikasira karsi ubayinan ksiva l'shma. So the answer is that if you hold a demisira arkarsi, so then in such case, then akum is going to be pasul, and therefore he cannot do the writing. Vavadai akum adaita denafshei ka'amid. And what the Gemara was adding above was that the akum certainly does it adaita denafshei. He does it with his own das. In other words, what that means is that he is not someone who would be mevatel himself necessarily to the gadol omer al gabav, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, he can't write the get. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Orkis, he cannot write the get, because he's going to do it shelo lishma, and he's not going to listen to the das hoymir al gabov. Amar of Nachman, Amar are you Rabbi Meir? The Gemara continues 11 lines from the top of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Rabbi Meir, you would say, afil matzoi ba'ashma chasam v'nasal kasher. This daf is very important, because over here we have the Gemara fleshing out the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. The most dramatic nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer is the din d'araisa of a get that's found in a garbage. According to Rabbi Meir, if you have edim that are kosher that sign on a get that was found in the garbage, it's going to be kosher, even though the get was written shelo lishma. So that's the Gemara bringing out the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara now follows and asks, Eisvei Ravler of Nachman, Rav asks of Nachman, V'kasav lo lishma. We learn, V'kasav lo, you shall write for her, it needs to be lishma. My lav, ksiva saget. What do we see? That the get has to be written lishma. See, here the Gemara has some very important line, a very important line. We've made references in the past, and here it is, finally, in the Gemara. Lo chasima sa'edim. When it says V'kasav, according to Rabbi Meir, it means the Edim have to sign lishma. Eitzvei Rava, Rava asked the following question. Kol get shenichtav shelo lishom isha pasul. Then we learn that it has to be in lishem isha. Amos, the Gemara says, you have to switch it according to Rabbi Meir. Shenichtam shelo lishom isha. It was signed not for that isha. Eitzvei. Kishu kosvo, kilu kosvo lishma. When he writes it, we consider it as if it was written lishma. My lav, kishu kosvo, L'toref lishma, kilu kosve l'tofes lishma. The Gemara says that we learned in Braisa, if he writes one thing, we consider everything written lishma. What does it mean that if he writes one thing, we consider lishma? It must be the toref. The toref is the actual names and that rei megureshes. The tofes is the general form. Says the Gemara, lo, kishu chosmo lishma, kilu kosvo lishma. If he wrote it, if he signs a lishma, we consider as if he wrote it lishma. It would seem that that means that we consider it a fulfillment of the pasuk of the kasvula. V'ibay same, if you want, I could say hani masnisa mani Rabbi Eliezer. The other way to answer is the above mentioned mar mekamos are not going according to Rabbi Meir, but they're going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Damar edim esiru karsi. Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel v'hu shashir makom atorif. And Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel said that yes, you don't even need to have a Jew write it, as long as the Torah is written by a kosher Yehudi, not the Chereshot of a Katan, or a Goy. The Chereshot of the Goy mentioned Mishnah, or a Goy at an hour Gemara. You could read the above mentioned Brisa as that there was space left over, and the space was filled in by the Baal, the Kashrus Lishma. Rabbi Yochanan Eina Taira. Rabbi Yochanan said this is not a Taira. My ain't a Torah. What does it mean it's not a Torah? I'm a Rabbi Abba Kana Yachashe ain't Koach
lishma, that there's no requirement of lishma. Rabbi Meir yidamer yidichasi makarsi. No koach of lishma means that there's no requirement of ksivas haget lishma according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Rabbi Meir, there is no koach to lishma. There's no requirement to ksiv lishma. Rabbi Meir yidamer yidichasi makarsi. Ask Mar v'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eliezer. Didn't we learn? Some had learned, explained the Brisa according to Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, Amorai ninu valiba de Rabbi Yochanan. That was a machlokis Amorayim and a discussion according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zrika of Rabbi Barachano argued within the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Should we learn that the Mishnayos are going according to Rabbi Meir? Or should we learn that the Mishnayos are going according to Rabbi Eliezer? That's what it means. Amorayim ninu valiba de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a new Mishnah, Kol Kshirim Lavi Yisah Get. Now we go to Hilchos Shlichos. Everybody could bring a get. Chutz, Mecheresh, Sheita, Vekotan, Vesuma, Veakum. Except for these above five people. Suma is a new one that we haven't discussed, and that is a blind person. Kibel Hakotan, Vehigdil. If a Kotan accepted to be a shliach, and he's possible, and then he got big. Cheresh v'nis pakeach. A cheresh, and now he became healthy. He was able to hear. Suma v'nis pateach. A suma, and now his eyes were open. Shota v'nishtafa. A shota, and then he became clear. Akum v'nis gayer. A goy, and then he became a ger. Possel, then he's going to be possel. Alpikech v'nis cheresh v'chazer v'nis pakeach. By the way, why is he going to be possel? Because at the time of the minui shliach, he has to be a kosher shliach. If you have a pikech, then became deaf, and then he became healthy again. But all these individuals, if they weren't healthy, and then they became not healthy, and then they became healthy again, they're kosher. Zakla. If they received the get, bidas, and then they gave the get, bidas, their kosher, what happens in the middle is not going to be important. Says the Gemara two lines before the why. I understand they can't serve as a shliach because they're not a bardas. Akum nami, de la bariteru. Akum also is not in the parsha of Gittin and Kiddushin, explains Rashi on the first wide line. However, when it comes to the other cases, elasuma amayla. But what's the problem with a blind person? Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answered, "Fisheni yodea miminotlo uliminosla." He doesn't know to whom to give. He took it from who to give. He doesn't really know the ishes. He doesn't know who the ish is, and that's why he's possible. Maskevla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question: Heich suma muter beishto? How is a suma going to be muter to his wife? And that matter, when a person comes home and he knows he's in his house and he has relations to his wife, but he didn't see her, but he recognizes her voice. So too, a blind person has an extra sensitivity for hearing. He can recognize with a voice. Here we're talking, the only reason why I assume that's possible is because we're talking about Chutzlards, the boy lemeimar b'fanenechtav v'lo matzi lemeimar. He can't say that it was written and signed in front of him. He's a blind man. But if he got, he was healthy and then he became blind. The matzi amar. So then, what's the problem with him saying a very sharp kasha of Abaye? At the end of the day, he could say b'fanenechtav v'fanenechtav even when he's blind. Hachanami the kasher, and you would say it's kasher. Why did Abaye assume it wouldn't be kosher? Vaktani, but didn't we learn? Pasuach v'nistama, v'chazav v'nispateach, kosher. Only someone who was healthy became blind. And then once again became healthy again, and he's able to see his kosher. B'chazav v'nispateach in, lo chazav v'nispateach, lo. But if he was blind at the time of the giving, it's a problem. Why is there a problem? He could say, fine nechla, if he's originally able to see. Says the Gemara, who adin afagav de lo chazav v'nispateach. Really, you're right. Abaye, you're so sharp. Wow, Abaye. So sharp. Abaye was oiker harim. So Abaye was so sharp. You're right. Aye, then now you're going to read the Mishnah. V'aydi diktani shafui v'nishtate v'chazer v'nishtafe. Since we gave a case of someone who was a Meshigana, can't give the get. Even if he started off healthy, he became Meshigana, then he can't give the get. Then he has to get Chazer in a Shtafa. So time the Chazer in a Shtafa, low Chazer Shtafa, low. Then he can't even give the get. That makes a lot of sense, even according to Abaye. So Tananami. So we also learned the second case the same way as well. Pasuach v'nisma v'chazer v'nisbateach. Amar Ravashi dekanami diktani zeaklal. Ravashi says it also sounds that way from the Mishnah, because it says, Zakal, this is a rule. Kol she tchilasoi v'seifei b'das kosher. Whoever starts off and ends off b'das is kosher. V'loik tani, and we don't mention, kol she tchilasoi v'seifei b'kashrus. Anybody that started off and ended off b'kashrus kosher. Why? Because you don't always have to end off b'kashrus. When it comes to a blind person, even though he's not kosher for a get to receive the get, but if in the end he was a seeing man, and then he says b'fai nechtam, b'fai nechtam, it's going to be acceptable. Shma mina, we hear this as a gevalda geraya. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom. Voy mine mirabiyami. Following Shadow was asked the Rabbi of Rabbi Ami. Evan Maushi asked the Shliach, Lekabel get Isha Miad Baila. What's the halach in regards to an Eved accepting the get of a woman from her husband as a Shliach? The fact that our Mishnah said only specifically that an Akum is possible, Michlal, turning on to Chav Gimel Mebeh, is the Eved Kosher. And the Eved will be Kosher. Amr Vasi, Amr Rabbi Yechlan, Eino Eved Nasa Shliach, Lekabel get Isha Miad Baila. Rav Asi quotes Rabbi Yechanan and is disagreeing. He says that an Eved cannot become a Shliach to be Mekabel to get. Lefish Eina B'teiras Gittin V'Kedushin. Because he's not in the Parsha of Gittin and Kedushin. An Eved does not marry, does not divorce. An Eved lives with a Shifcha Knanis. And therefore, the Halach is, we're talking about an Eved Knani now. And therefore, once he's not Betaris Gittin and Kedushin, he can't be a Shliach. Now here the Gemara brings up a fundamental question in regards to Shlichus. What exactly is the parameters of someone who's going to be kosher to be a Shliach? Maskif lo Rabbi Lazar, Taima b'milsa d'leise. Ha b'milsa d'ise kosher. You're telling me that the only time that someone is allowed to be a shliach is if he himself could do the same thing himself. The lomdus, of course, it would be that you cannot be a shliach if you yourself cannot be the mishaleach. Chaim, we learned b'iyun today. Kedushin mem gimel amin aleph. We learned that the halacha is that according to some, a shliach cannot become an aid because he becomes the mishaleach himself. He's considered like the mishaleach himself. So in order to be the mishaleach himself, that's the svar over here. In order to be the mishaleach himself, he himself has to be one who could give again. If he himself can't do it, how can he turn himself into the mishaleach? That's the presumably the svar over here. So Gemara raises that. Maskel of laws a time of milsa de leise. Ha milsa de kosher. Va akum. Va kusi. But when it comes to akum and kusi, this no betaris truma dinafshayu. They themselves are in the parsha of truma. Disnan. Ha akum akusi tarmu mishalem trumasa truma. A akum is someone who can give truma. If he takes off truma, it's valid. Utnan. Yet, nevertheless, we learned. Here's another Mishnah. We're comparing two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah that we quoted was Trumas Perikimel. The next one is Perik Alf Mishnah Alf. Akum Shetaram Shel Yisrael Fibrishusay Ein Truma Say Truma. And Akum cannot be a Shliach of a Jew. My Taima. What's the reason? Lav Mishum Dechsiv. Not because you have to be like the Mishaleach. Because in this case, he can be like the Mishaleach. So it must be our whole definition of Shlichus previously was off. So my time. Lav Mishum Dechsiv Atem Gamatem. The Torah Akdoisha writes, Ki Kain Terumu Gamatem Trumas Hashem Mikol Masro Seichem. So Matem Yisrael Av Shluchachem Yisrael. Just like you who take off the truma need to be Yisrael, so too it's exeris hakasa when it comes to truma that there needs to be Yisrael. So then we're stuck. So why is it that when it comes to an Eved that Rav Asi said the name of Rabbi Yechlan, Eino Eved, Nasa Shliach Kabel Get. The fact that he's not B'tayras, that's how some refer to this idea, that he can't be the Mishlaleach, he's not B'tayras, That was what the Gemara referred to before. Disno betairas truma. He's not betairas truma. I always thought that that was a yeshivish word. I forgot that it's a Gemara. That the Gemara uses the word, he's not betairas, 8 lines from the top on our Amud. It's not betairas, since it's not betairas, and then the halacha is that he cannot serve as a shliach. That old logic is not correct. Because we see that the issue is not about being betairas, but bnei bris. That if the individual, if it is not defined by whether he's Bataris. I gave away the Gemara's Teretz. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara answers as follows. Amri. Dvei Rabbi Yadnai. Loi. Ma atem b'nei bris af shluchachem b'nei bris. It's a separate Xeris HaKosim. And that is that the only type of shliach could be someone who's also a ben bris. Now, interestingly, when it comes to Eved, an Eved is a Ben Bris. And therefore, since the Eved is a Ben Bris, the halacha is that it's going to be acceptable. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, Neimar Rabbi Yochanan. Eino Eved nasa shliach lekabel get isha miyad baila. An Eved cannot become a shliach to accept the get on behalf of her husband. Lefi she'ena betaris gitim v'kiddushin. Because he's not betaris gitim v'kiddushin. Notice, that's a different formulation that we had above. Va'afal pi. Above we said, it's because there. Here the Gemara is emphasizing the idea of Torah, Skittim, and Kedushin, and it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan is in disagreement. Va'afal pi sheshaninu, harayat shivcha v'vladcha ben chorim, im haisa ubra zachsala. Now here the Gemara brings up a similar halacha for Gittin v'Kedushin. However, we're talking about a case of a shivcha who's being mekabel a get shichrur on behalf of her children. So the halacha is that a shivcha from her master, if she accepts the shtar, it works for the children. Mai imhaisa ubra zachsala. What does it mean exactly that she has children she zoch on their behalf? Ki asar shmol bar yudam rabbi yochanan tarti amr. He's saying two things. Number one, Nirin Dvarim Sheve Mekabel get the Chaver Miyad Rabbo Shel Chaver. It would appear that an Eved could accept the get of his friend from the master of his friend. Avalo Miyad Rabbo Shelo. And not from his own master. Eved cannot receive from his own master because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbo. However, he could accept from somebody else. V'im Lachsoch Adam Lomar Zu Alocha Shnuya. And if you're going to ask and say, this is dark to me, and say, I don't understand that we already learned imayso beres zachsala amr lo shnei gedolei adar pirshu es adavar. That was already addressed by two gedolei adar. Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, chad amr amani Rebbe. He once suggested that's following shita of Rebbe. To amr meshachri chatzi avdo kana, that once he frees half his eved, the guy is kon himself. V'chad amr my time at the Rebbe ba'ak kasavar uber yerech ima. That the fetus is considered extension of the mother. And the reason why it works is that it's considered as if she accepted her a freedom for her own Avar. Rashi explains in Dibra Maschul Vim Lachsoch that the Gemara is asking, but didn't we learn that the halacha is that even if you accept from your own master, the halacha is that by ubra zachsalo, so we say that there is an exception to the rule. Number one, this is closer to the case of meshachri chatzi avdo, and that's why she could accept the shichrur from her master for her children. Number two is that we're talking about that there are fetuses and ubar yerech ima. So ayotze midvarenu from our Gemara is that the halacha says that when it comes to an Eved is a bar shlichus for a get, because he's considered a bar bris. That's the first opinion of the Gemara. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says that an Eved cannot be a shliach to accept a get from her husband, because he's not betaris gittin v'kiddushin. Now notice, it would seem to me that there's a difference between what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching and what we had learned above, and the two things are not contradictory. Because Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Eved playing the role of being the Shliach LeKabbalah. That he can't do if he's not Petor Shlichus. But Shliach LaHavah, then in such a case he can. That is a big discussion in the Rambam, the Imre Moshe, and others about the difference between a Shliach Hava and a Shliach LeKabbalah. To continue on working backwards in terms of Chazara of our daf, what we had also learned in today's daf was that everybody is kosher to bring a get except for five people, Chereshot, Ekotun, Suma, and an Ove Kocham. We pointed out that a Suma really can say, Befanenechta, even when he's blind, as long as he was able to see. We saw that there are two ways to read the Mishnah of Beis and Beis. Hakol Shein Lichtov Esaget, Afil Chereshot, Ekotun. If we go according to Rabbi Lazar, who says the definition of Pasuk of the Kosav is Lishma, so then it'll only work with Omer Gabov. Or we could follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says the definition of the Kasav is the Chasima, and then in such a case, the Halacha would dictate that the Ksiva could be done by a Chereshot of a Katan as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Mirushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Daf Chav Gimel, in Maseches Gittin.